St. Patrick's Day this March 17th. I'm Carrie O'Connor of the Good of the Carrie O'Connor Show, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight that I received through my psychic vision. The show's focus is on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can all get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be just direct, ask one question, and then I could get to the many people. And I'm excited to be here to you, for you, and to be giving you my words of wisdom. And I always like to give you a little tip of the week, and seeing that this is not only is it St. Patrick's Day today, but it's also spring equinox, and then on Sunday is Easter, so we have a week full of a lot of new beginnings. And so the equinox is all about the beginning of spring. And so I see and I'm noticing a lot of people have been having a really tough January, February, March. It's like I'm calling it like an energetic hangover, getting rid of residual energies. I live in the East Coast, so we typically go inward and hibernate more toward the winter anyway. But I'm seeing this across the world, no matter where you live, that there's a part of us that's going inward and really releasing, getting rid of residual energies that are holding us back from manifesting the life that we want, an empowered life, the life of our dreams, the life that a spiritual life, the life of a spiritual being having the human experience instead of the other way around, and feeling like somebody else is in the driver's seat and you're just in the passenger seat along for the ride. So the more we get into the driver's seat, the more we live a life beyond our wildest dreams. And this is the year for us to do and take action, be proactive about it. And so I encourage you to really take those steps wherever you're on the fence, as far as and anywhere in your life, be proactive, do something about it, do break those fears, face your fears, really step into your empowerment, because we are the writers of our own destiny here, and so it is so important for us to claim that, and it will change your life within days, seconds. You'll be able to get signs, and the signs come in all different forms. Spirit loves to grace us with presence every single moment, and we just start tuning into those moments, and we start aligning to it, and it absolutely changes our whole life. And the equinox is, again, all about the spring. It's about the days are getting longer. The clocks went back and connecting and aligning to the spring. And so think of it as you have a new opportunity to clear out. It's a good time to feng shui, clean out your physical, mental, emotional closets. And as you do that, you will literally feel lighter and more inspired and more connected. I also want to tell you a few things that are happening at the Carrie O'Connor LLC. If you're not on our website to get our free newsletter, please do. It's going to be getting updated tomorrow as we speak. We're offering two free teleclasses. There's absolutely free teleclasses. This coming up Friday night and the following Friday night. This Friday night is from 7 to 8 Pacific time. And the next Friday is from 8 to 9. And so what we're talking about this Friday is releasing the death level and layer in our energy field. And even in psychology, when you reach a pivotal point in your life, they call it the death cycle. It feels like our ego is dying, is what is happening. The ego is dying. The ego is getting more out of the driver's seat, and who we our natural state is becoming more in the driver's seat. And so there can be feel like a death of a lot of times people get anxious at this time. Sometimes people start sabotaging themselves, and so they can make really good progress in their spiritual growth in all directions in life, and all of a sudden they start again sabotaging themselves. They'll start delaying their self, delay tactics all of a sudden become very handy. And so the more you realize that this is a very, very normal process that people can do, and that more that we're going to, my friend David, who I do many talk shows with, we're going to describe what this process is, and it really is perfect because we're doing it Friday night, which is Good Friday, and so we're going to have a discussion about this, about getting rid of the death layer and really stepping out of it and then having the whole attunement to an attunement as a clearing is an alignment. So it aligns you with the energies of new life, with new beginnings. So besides having it be done on this Good Friday, we have the spring equinox. And so it really is a perfect time to get aligned with it. And again, this is a free teleclass. And if you aren't able to make it this Friday, it will be pre-recorded or recorded for 1 week until we do the next class. And that next class is about money sense. What David and I decided to do is to really talk about the money fears that are happening right now and really be able to bring those up to the light, talk about them on an energetic level and really give everybody a different view, because the way I see what's happening with the financial situation is a lot different than a lot of people are talking. Some people are starting to talk about it now, where I see it as it's a cleansing. We're clearing out the second chakra. The second chakra has to do with money, career, sex, finances, one-to-one relationships, and we are absolutely rebirthing that part of ourselves, and so we are, and so it's going to bring up to the light any of our fears and our worst nightmares. And we also, on a global sense, what I see is that we are getting rid of residual energies that has to do with depression, suppression, and that kind of fear that we could have experienced before or our parents could have experienced. And so think of the more we bring things to the light, the more we are enlightened and aligned. And so living in the light is really a wonderful way to live, because you literally feel lighter. You've come to answers faster. So you feel yourself in a jam, down to even a traffic jam. You don't get irritated. And so then you go to work and you're not all tense and start your day all balled up, or you get yourself in some other jam of feeling stuck at work or in relationships. It's you have the answers come to you, because when you're in alignment, that's what happens. You're totally in alignment to all the answers, because all the answers are within. Think of the Akashic records are within our DNA. That is all within our energy field. So we don't have to seek out anywhere far aside, outside of us to get information that profoundly helps us and changes our life. And so, again, the next two Fridays are the free teleclasses, and more information on my website at carrieoconnor.com. Again, that's carrieoconnor.com, and you could read about those teleclasses. And I'm also doing a two-hour mediumship class on April 4th to give people a heads up, and that's a two-hour teleclass. You'd have to sign up for that, because it does. I do send a booklet for that class, and that is very exciting too. That is, it's not free, but it's at minimal cost. Normally, this class, when I teach it, costs $75, and we're doing it for $35. So. And you will be able to ask questions, too. So that's very exciting, too. And I'm going to open up the phone line, so it will be 2 hours of teaching, and then you could ask questions up to next a half hour. So actually, if you have time for it, just stick around. It'll be a two-and-a-half-hour class. So that's February 4th and a Friday evening, and that's 7:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you don't have time to listen, you could still join it, because the class will be that class is going to be recorded for up to 30 days, and you could have access to the whole class. You won't be able to answer questions unless you do email them beforehand, and then I will answer them. And so let's say you will be able to answer get your questions answered, so maybe just not live. But that's what's happening here. So we're hopping. We're really in a proactive state here to really help people kick off, help people really get rid of the residual energies that are holding them back, because that's what we would love to do. And I've seen so many people absolutely change their life. They start, it's like they're getting out of a fog. Think of living almost like as a zombie. Some people are like the living of the zombies. And so people are starting to wake up, to really realize that we all, each and every one of us, do have the choice. and every one of us to when we put our life force, our precious life force, in, start directing it, that we can direct our life. We are just not accidents here that are just walking around and have no control over our life. We are absolutely divine beings that have a mission here. So we're going to go take it to our first break, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines. So welcome to the Caracana Show, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Getting healthy and staying healthy just got easier. Frequency, made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free whole food liquid combines the best of land and sea. It raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It eliminates the need to take a handful of pills and is 90 to 99% absorbable. No chemical preservatives or artificial vitamins. See for yourself at wholefoodliquid.com. The more you learn about nutrition and self-health care, the more you'll appreciate Frequency. Find out more by calling 877-428-7379 or visit wholefoodliquid.com. Be among the first 75 to call and receive your free one-ounce sample. That's 877-428-7379. A portion of every purchase of Frequency is donated to environmental marine research and development.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631 and leadershipsoulcoach.com.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to commandingwealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order the one command at commandingwealth.com.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The lifelong guidelines and life skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Caracon Show, the guest talk show of the Dr. Pat Show. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to the phone lines.
Yep. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes there. I apologize, Carrie. And just want to remind everybody, you know, this is a live show. It is St. Patty's Day. We're all here in the studio. It is a holiday. We're, enjoying it the best of what we can. And we're all wearing our green. So Yvonne's calling in from Monroe, Washington. Yvonne, welcome to the show.
Yvonne?
Yes. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. I wasn't sure because you mentioned February 4th in one of your things, that, you know, classes or something coming up. So that's why I thought.
Oh, April 4th. Did I say February 4th?
Yes, yes, you did.
Oh, no, April 4th.
So I got
April
confused.
4th. No, April 4th. No, we're not going to go back in time. No, it's an April 4th. It's a Friday night. So what I'm doing is, like, the next three Friday nights, there's two teleclasses on two free teleclasses, the 21st and the 28th, and then that next Friday is April 4th, and that's a Friday. So the next three Friday evenings on the East Coast, I will be doing the classes. So thank you for letting me know that I said. I've been doing a dyslexic thing with the months lately, so I usually have my assistant say the month.
Yeah, but
thank
you. I did feel that I needed to check in with you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Is there any question that you want to ask? Or
No. I did have a question to ask you, Carrie. Yes, for the past 2 weeks, I have been going through that cleaning up the house.
Yep, good.
That thing.
Yeah.
The one thing I found that I'm not able, though, to get into is that core obstacle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
That does cause me to sabotage.
Right.
And so this is where perhaps if you would have any insight.
Yeah,
to kind of direct me, you know.
It's so important for us to, first of all, consider yourself and pat yourself on the back for recognizing that you've done a lot of clearing and you're getting to the core. Because when we get to the core, the way I see it energetically, we are 75% to 80% on the way to the finish line, like the completion, the going to that next level of our evolutionary step. So really give yourself a break with that. And so, and also I want to, I like to remind people, and I want to remind you that when we're releasing and going to core issues, so when I encourage people to go to their family and say, okay, what is my family messages that I received, especially in those the second chakra messages. What is my thoughts on money? What is my thoughts about relationships? What is my thoughts on one-on-one relationships? And that means personal relationships, and that also means home and family. What are my thoughts on my root chakra as far as my foundation? Do I really believe in an allow and surrender that I will be taken care of, that I can relax? Think of the energy posture of somebody standing with their arms wide open in their throat, their head tipped back, and just expanding their throat and just having that posture of, yes, I totally trust, allow, and surrender. And you know what, Yvonne? Most of us are waking up to that we have residual energy that has to do with we don't totally have that, what I call the automatic energy of the child. You know the game Fall, when you just, somebody standing behind you and you trust, okay? We don't come wired, a lot of us don't come wired with that we automatically feel that we could go back and fall. And so that means to me that the wounded child still feels like that the world is not a safe place, so the rug is going to get pulled out underneath us. And so when we have any kind of belief system in that, even if it's this, that's where I call it residual energy. So when we're clearing ourselves up, and we could have residual energies with it, but the biggest deal is to remember is that we all are having residual energies with us. We're shifting patterns and getting to the core where we haven't been able to get to for thousands of years. That's where we want to give ourselves a break, because we've come so far in the last 7 to 8 years on our evolutionary growth and what we can have been doing with our energy field, from going from what I simply call the 100-watt light bulb to a 1,000-watt light bulb, that it is amazing. It is amazing. It is absolutely beautiful to witness. We are literally rebirthing a new earth, and especially here to the next 3 years. And so, Yvonne, you want it as far as when you feel yourself contracting, so simply get into the pattern of staying present, getting your hands on your heart in the thymus, which is 4 inches below the heart, right above the heart chakra. That's the high heart chakra. It's an extra chakra of the heart. It's our highest intentions, our hopes, dreams, and desires. Just tap into yourself, your energy. Have yourself go inward throughout the day. Yeah. And we can do this when we're driving. We don't have to close our eyes and tap in and say, what am I feeling right now? Am I feeling really expanded? And am I feeling really inspired, aligned? Am I energetically aligned with the grids that are on in the earth and that are connected to the heavens? Or am I contracted for some reason. Did I hear something on the radio that said something about houses are going to recession, and that just hit me in the second chakra. So right now I just contracted my energy. I just unpulled from my light. And the more we check in with ourselves, the more we're going to be able to say, wait a minute, I'm out of alignment. And then you use the tools to align yourself.
Okay.
We give free energy exercises. I have a body temple tape. I have a book that goes from themes. We offer all things from free to $25, and that's for tools for people to use to help align yourself. So part of this is the practice. It's like this is literally a new muscle that we're using through the spiritual, mental, physical, emotional body. And this muscle can take time when it gets down to the physical body because we're entered into the physical body, so we're bringing more light into that physical body. And so that can seem where it has the most residual heaviness because the physical body is technically the densest. So we've all heard that before because the physical body is not just the energy around us, right? So we can think of it as it can feel denser and then it can seem symbolically the harder to clear, but that's not the truth. The more you practice and really tap into yourself, the more you're going to feel yourself if you get out of alignment, the faster you're going to get yourself plugged back in. Does that make sense?
As you were talking, I now realize I am there at that core issue.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Exactly. So this is a remembering, reawakening, and realigning. And when you, if you feel yourself get out of alignment, it's just like think of it as a chiropractor adjustment. If you feel yourself get gently out of alignment, and then you realign yourself, you just really get to your part of doing exactly what you said, remembering that we already are there, because this truly is just something that we're remembering who we are. And so it is a remembering, realigning, reconnecting, rewiring, and it's a lot of the R's, and the remembering is who we really are. And that is a part that will go down layer by layer by layer, as far as we hold that in every single cell of our body, we don't have to adjust our bodies anymore because our body holds that frequency of that 1,000 watts, and then it creates an electromagnetic pull that pulls in our hearts, in our dreams, our desires. We wish for it. You want to start talking about manifesting, you just put it out there, it starts coming in faster. And so in our ability, how are we manifesting, that's a really a good sign of seeing how cloudy or foggy we are out in the front fibers is where we put our hopes and dreams, or do we need some adjustment? And everything is doable. Everything has an answer. There's always an energetic answer to any single problem. Okay?
Thank you so much, Carrie.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you for telling me about April 4th from 9 to 7 Pacific time, Eastern Standard Time, is when the Intuitive Medium class is. And thank you, Yvonne, for telling me that.
All right, Carrie, let's move on to one more call. We'll probably start it, and then we may finish up at the break.
All right.
We have Sandra calling in now from Seattle, Washington. She's curious, maybe someone's watching her, so should she move? That's the question of her mind. So, Sandra, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, Sandra, how are you?
I'm just okay, actually. I think that I had a cyber stalker before who was an ex-boyfriend, and seemed like it disappeared for a while, and now I want to get your intake on it, because I do want to clear up, and if that means moving, that's what I would like to do. But I feel like my phone is tapped. I looked at myself, and I believe that my computer is being hacked into, and I'm wondering, how can I release myself from this?
What do you do, Sandra? Do you do anything kind of protection daily? And also, have you done a practical thing of going to those spy stores and asking if you could see if your computer is, I mean, if your phone is tapped? Because I know that they have little gizmos that they could check those things out. So have you thought of doing that? Just for what I am seeing, what your dad is showing me is the number 999. So that means to me completion, full circle. So this means, think of it, this is a perfect time to bring this to completion, to have you not be afraid. See if, remember that when we energetically protect ourselves and expand that light, light always wins over any kind of shadow, and people that are leading with their shadow become, they don't want to go into the light because it feels like too much light makes them afraid of their own shadow, so they back off. So what I'm seeing is, when I see nines, that means to me like a residual cleansing up, a total closing. closing off. And so this is where, again, I would take change your passwords, do those kind of things, right? As far as
right.
the practical things of changing passwords, doing all those kind of those practical things. If you have any techno person that could give you any more information as far as the computer, but this, the biggest thing I would do is, again, change all passwords, do all that stuff. Change if you're to normally on any certain chat rooms or websites, like just like to lay off of them for a week, just for what I'm seeing is for a week and a half. And again, as far as the phone, I'm seeing it more on the not seeing the thing on the physical phone. I see it around the emotional body of the phone. So what does that mean? That means I still want you to check the phone out, but when I see it in a big circle around the phone, it means it's holding residual energy. So he could be thinking about it, he could be drawn on it, he could have intention of wanting to do it, but he might not have a physical tap on it, but you're very empathic, and so you would be feeling his energy with intent. Do you understand that? It's just like when somebody on the flip side of it, when somebody says, oh, I've been thinking about you all day, and it's on the lighter side, that feels all nice and good. When somebody does it when they have a stalker energy, I've been thinking about you all day, it's the same thing. When we are electromagnetic beings, so every time we think about the person, we're sending energies back and forth, right? So the biggest thing of what the dads are showing me is that it's like the nine, so whenever doing the practical steps, Sandra, right? Because I'm not seeing that moving is necessary right now, right? But that doesn't mean that you're not going to do the practical steps, right? And so even if that means talking to the police as far as what your rights are or whatever, and just have them talk to the other person, just to you're just closing off loose ends that you did not close off before, okay?
Okay, now do you feel like this person is still anywhere...
Hey, Sandra, hold on to that thought. We're actually going to run off to a break. Yeah. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on the Dr. Pat Show Network. We'll be right back. And if you want to give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, go ahead and do it. We'll be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toperson. Toperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, New York City's largest eco-friendly consumer trade show on April 26th. And 27th. Purchase the latest eco-friendly products and services from hundreds of exhibitors and learn from the best of green leaders. Visit GoGreenExpo.com. Learn how to green your life and help your environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. Go Green Expo on April 26th and 27th in New York City. Visit GoGreenExpo.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit IcanDoIt.net.
Stop surviving. Start living. This is the year to bring your practice and your patients to the next level. Come to the workshop that can help you transform your practice and your life. See how beliefs affect our bodies and learn specific techniques for creating optimal health. Sponsored by the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences. This workshop will help you do all of this and more. Register now for Merging Alternative and Traditional Therapies, April 11th through the 13th in Hartford, Connecticut. Call 866-303-HEAL.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And just before the break, we were talking to Sandra, and Sandra was talking about a stalker ex-boyfriend that was coming in and around her, and she wanted to know what to do with her. And during the break, we were discussing that Sandra was doing proactive stuff as far as checking with the police and changing her computers and changing her phone, and so that's really very good. And so whenever we have a feeling with that, we want to be sure we're proactive with it. And what I was saying to Sandra, how important it is for her to, because what I see that the guy has his right hand is around her root chakra, which is right holding her 3 to 5 year old wounded child in like a corner. So when we know that, we're able to say, okay, we're getting his energy off of your wounded child. So Sandra, that's where you take that 3 to 5 year old child and put her in your heart. Understand you have a call in Archangel Michael and the Band of Mercy, and Archangel Metatron, the White Brotherhood. Those are all very high archangel energies of protection. And also, remember that when you're thinking of him, it's like feeding a lion. So when you think of him, like pull your energy back and have your energy, like think of us. If your thoughts wander to him, pull your right hand back, like you're pulling a tube back from unplugging that thought, and put your hand out and put a cancel mark on it, because where I see the nines, that means the completion of full circle. And also, Sandra, what the dads are saying is that it's a full circle where you get your power back totally, especially in your emotional body, where it wasn't closed off all the way. So there were some back doors left open in the emotional body. So this is where, and it goes really, really deep, and it goes beyond him. So this is where you're going to get your empowerment back. You're going to feel full circle as far as, like you feel, like if you're going to move, you're doing it because you want to move, not because of him, right? So, and that's going to become crystal clear as far as the second week of April. Excuse me, hon?
Yes.
What was that, honey?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, no, I was just saying it's different than moving out of fear. It's just letting go.
Exactly.
And,
exactly. That's all about the nines.
Protected.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all about the nines. So.
Oh my
gosh!
Thank you.
Excuse me.
I said thank you. I really appreciate this.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. So the 999s are the dads around. The 111s, the 1111s are meaning the archangels, Archangel Michael's around. You're clearing out your emotional body. That emotional body is going to close the door to him, and that's like energetically you're taking the food away from a lion. He's going to have to look for his energetic food somewhere else, because that's what he does. He feeds off other people's fear and energy, so he doesn't know how to align himself. So the more you don't think about it, the more you are aligning, the more he has to go somewhere else for his energetic food, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So aside from that, is there anything that you intuit that in my meditations that I also should do? Is there any blockages or anything
that
you
think? Email me at carrieoconnor.com and ask for my body temple exercises that that I have written out. I also have a tape of them, but they're not free. But email the exercises that I have, and that will help you, again, amp up your body. So it has, so if just, this is for everybody. I have free energy exercises, so email CarrieO'Connor.com, and that will really help you. It will expand your energy field 12 feet by 12 feet on either side, so that's 20 feet across, 24 feet across, and that's 12 feet above above and below you, too, so it's 24 by 24. And so it really is very extremely powerful, and people feel it. I see people's reactions all the time. Okay?
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome,
you.
Hon. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, and that leaves another line open here at the studio, 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. It is St. Patrick's Day. We're all here in the studio, so it is not an encore presentation. Carrie is live, and she's here taking your calls. So as I wait for the phone calls to start coming back in, Carrie, do you have any information, some events you'd like to give out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I want to correct the April 4th. So April 4th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are doing the 2.5-hour mediumship class, and so that is April 4th. It's a Friday night. So the next three Friday nights, so we have March 21st on this coming up Friday night on Good Friday is what we're doing. We are going through a cleansing and a clearing of the death layer of our level. The death layer is that part of the energy field where we're freeing, where it's symbolic. We are getting rid of any kind of the residual energy there. That is from 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. I mean 7:30 to 8:30. Good gosh, I have to have my assistant talk for me today. 7:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time this Friday on the 21st. Then the following Friday, March 28th, another free teleclass. So all this is free teleclasses, guys. And that is the time is 8 to 9, so 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's Eastern Standard Time. And that is about money sense. And so we are going to be talking about our money, the second chakra. We're going to do a clearing of releasing fears, any kind of residual fears that anybody could be having about money and money issues. And so, and then the following Friday, goes to the mediumship class. And so that is a teleclass that you could do from the comfort of your home. Again, it's going to be 2 hours of instructions. The last half hour will be answering questions. And so so we'll have all this information up on the website tomorrow. And if you're not on receiving our free newsletters now, because I always do a monthly overhaul, an overview, and I usually send it out mid-month in the first of the month, just because a lot of people bombard people in the beginning of the month. So actually, David, my friend, said that was a very Ayurvedic thing that I must have had in the past life. That I do, sending things out in the middle of the month. So that's my, you're going to be getting a newsletter that has an overview of what the next month is about and energetically what to prepare for, tools for it. And so it's a short letter of what's going on. And also there's still space in the mediumship class, mentorship program. And that's very exciting because that's a 6-month program that kicks off with an hour and a half reading and balancing, and you get a Bach flower remedy and also a young essential oil. And then you're able to join the forum of every 6 weeks. We're getting together and we're talking. And so we're having people all around the world being able to talk and connect. And so you'll be giving homework. And so part of this is the 6 weeks is where a lot of times when we know we are, it's a pull up our sleeves, let's get proactive stuff. So the mediumship program is exactly about that, allowing us to pull up our sleeves, get proactive, and wherever I'll be reading your energy fields throughout the 6 months, and you'll have total access to myself and my staff of teachers throughout the week. And so if something comes up that's really bothering you, you could email us. And again, you're going to be meeting like-minded people. So we're really excited about that program. And we started a new thing of tapping into your own unique Bach flower remedies. So where you get a questionnaire, you send it out, and I will tap into it, and I will create your own Bach remedies. You could put up to 7 different Bach remedies for you. And that's what I see, too, is that we're going back to the more natural stuff. The Bach flower remedies are are a natural remedy that goes along with any medication. It cannot hurt you. It's an extremely powerful cleanser, and so I will tap into your own, and that's a $20 gift that is really very powerful, because I will put energy crystalline grids into that also, so that will help support your growth. And so that's all the stuff that's happening here, and that's just the beginning of the month. And so I really encourage you to look at the website at carrieoconnor.com, because I was telling Pat during the break that I am getting guided a lot by my guides, and the teleclasses are coming up very quickly, and so it's good to just check in to see what we're doing. So we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to go back to the telephone calls.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together each year at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. New this year is the exciting Living and Eating Green Expo. Find out what you can do to make a difference, plus over 500 exhibits and, best of all, shopping. This year, it's Celebrity Central at our 20th anniversary show. Meet Matt and Susie from NBC's The Biggest Loser, Max from Dancing with the Stars. Take a class with Aiden from ABC's All My Children at the Beef It's What's for Dinner stage. Fashion on Fire, where Seattle's hottest firefighters heat up the runway, and favorite authors including Ann Rule and Dr. Pepper Schwartz. The Women's Show is March 28th through 30th at the Quest Field Event Center, open 10 till 6. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Waste Management, the Seattle Times, and King 5. The McDonald's Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, NARDI.com.
Enjoy an evening with John Holland in Seattle on April 9th for his talk titled Messages from the Other Side. Renowned psychic medium John Holland will present a fascinating evening of lecture and demonstration. John uses his unique style to explain some of the principles of communication with those who have passed on to the other side. He will also discuss information from his latest book, Power of the Soul, Inside Wisdom for an Outside World. During the second half of the lecture, John will deliver messages from loved ones on the other side to some lucky audience members. Don't miss this opportunity to see one of the most sought-after psychic mediums in the country. Join John Holland in Seattle on April 9th at 7 p.m. at Benaroya Hall. Visit thedrpatshow.com for more information.
KKNW.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, here, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we go right to this phone line?
Okay, sounds like a good old plan, and I think we've got enough calls for the rest of the show, so we appreciate all the calls coming in. And let's run off now to Seattle, Washington, where we have Yvonne calling in. It's another Yvonne, and she's working on a project, I believe, with, is it some cousins or friends? And they're just wondering if there's a future end date in sight. Is it cousins or friends?
Oh, it's my sister.
Oh, it's your sister. I apologize. Well, okay. There you go. Family's good. Family's good. Thanks, Yvonne. Welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so what's going on, Yvonne?
Oh, hi, Terry. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah,
hi, nice to talk to you.
Okay. No, first, I'll give you actually two questions. I'd like to know about my loved ones on the other side, are my guardian angels, and then my project. Is that okay?
Okay. Well, we got a lot of callers, so you got to pick one thing. The project is going to be fine, so why don't we go to your guardian angels, okay?
Okay.
Because the more you talk with your guardian angels and the more you connect with them, the more you're going to know that they're fine and pay attention to doors. And actually, I see Archangel Gabrielle coming in for you. And Gabrielle, some people say it, Gabrielle, I think, see Gabrielle as a male. I see her as a female. And Gabrielle is the bringer of good news. And I see her as a horn. Like, think of an angel on Christmas cards where you see they have the horns announcing Jesus' birth. That's how I see the symbol of Archangel Gabrielle. And I pay attention to how big the horn is up in the air. And so, Yvonne, I see the horn up in the air over the next 4 to 6 weeks. 4 to 6 months and three to four weeks, and this is even over the next 3 to 4 years. So what does that mean? That means over the next 3 to 4 weeks, get your project in order. I see when I see tuning in, think of it like a somebody touching a radio dial, and it's a lot of dials, like Benny at the stadium station. He does a lot of dials, right? And so when I see that symbol, that means to me tuning in, clearing in, getting your project all set. And it doesn't, it's a symbolic language. It doesn't mean it has to be a radio project. It means to me that you're clearing in your project with your sister, and you're getting all the details, and you're fine-tuning it. You're dusting off, fine-tuning it, getting it ready for presentation. Gabrielle is saying good news. It's good timing, good news. Believe in it. And also, I'm seeing a young boy with you, and was there somebody that, did mom lose a brother young, an uncle young? Because it feels like it comes in on the family side.
Oh, my sister's grandson passed away.
Yep, there we go. Okay, so I'm seeing a grandson comes in and also is giving you a red cardinal, and I feel that it almost feels like red cardinals are not out there or aren't where he was. It makes me feel like he's giving you a picture of a red cardinal, the bird, but I feel like they're not a primary bird of where he was, but he wants to gift you with that. And he's also giving you the numbers 111, and so that means to me it means new beginnings, and also wants to recognize January as birthday anniversary when somebody crosses over. He also wants to bring in a Fred Ed kind of person, and so and that person could be alive too and in your circle, and that also means coming into your life and into your into that of your circle of your sister too. So a circle means to me when somebody could be coming in, they could be a helper, a friend, somebody that helps us with our projects, and so it doesn't necessarily have to be a dead person, but it can be a dead person. So I'm also seeing the dad coming in, but as far as the angels and guides, think of, and I'm also seeing a man standing next to you, and he has a tan, like a monk's outfit on, but it's not like what I see, like a Franciscan monk is usually in a darker outfit. I see him in a very light tan, and I don't know why he wanted me to tell you that the color of it. It's a lighter tan, and actually he's very familiar with you. He's been guiding you since you were born, and he likes to go on your right side, and so that's all about support. It's all about when to use our communication skills and when not to. So he's there, and they're all giving you a hip hip hooray. So they're all about stepping forward, and you and your sister are breaking generational patterns. You're bridgers, and you're healing generational patterns that are huge. So go for it, okay?
Thank you so
good
much.
Good job, Yvonne.
Terry, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Have a
Yvonne.
Lovely day.
Yeah, you too. And enjoy St. Patrick's Day. We're still continuing on here with Kerry O'Connor's show, and we're going to run off now to Cheryl. She's calling in from Auburn, Washington. She's got a meeting with school on Friday, and she wants to know how it's going to go or maybe how to approach it. Let's go with the approach factor. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hi. Yeah, my son has a meeting to talk about. He hasn't been doing well in school. And he has some difficulty with paying attention and some difficulty with learning.
Yep.
And I don't know what it is.
I see it. You know what it is, Cheryl? It's central auditory. It's called CAP, central auditory processing, and I don't like to call it disorder. My daughter has it, and so does my son. And so, and I could peg it out of like it's, I'm very good at picking it up. And so what it is that the kids that are coming in, Cheryl, now process differently, right? Our schools teach 80% of the work is auditory. The kids that are coming in don't learn auditory, especially if they have central audio processing disorder, right? And so, and I don't really consider it a disorder, and it doesn't have to, like a lot of times, like with a part of the attention thing is because they can hear everything. So think of them as psychic sponges, and so they have to, my daughter can hear the fluorescent lights, and she also can get very frustrated in trying to learn where the buildings are very, like they're cement. And so she had to be placed in a rug, that like rooms that had rugs. They had FM systems there. And so learn about FM systems, look up central audio processing disorder, email me at carrieoconnor.com and after you go looking around, and I will give you things of what to say as far as go in there with an advocate or have advocate knowledge. Every single state has advocates, and look up as far as advocates, because my father was a principal, my sister was a teacher, and I am from a family of educators, and I consider that such a blessing to have two kids that had to go to SPED. They were in special ed, and then they're under 504s right now, and because if I didn't have them, Cheryl, I could felt like eaten up by the system. I just didn't know it. And I didn't. So get educated by it. There's definitely groups around that help support and even would go to meetings with you. So have them do testing and do as much testing as possible, because that is going to give you services. So don't, you know, I didn't care about labels. I wanted my daughter to be able to have, she tested out so she could have an aide next to her that went and sat next to her to help her, but also it helped the whole class. So it didn't make her stick out. But I want to tell you, my daughter is 15 and a half years old right now. She's on high honors, and it's not about what they can't learn, but when she started, she was 2 years behind reading, okay? My son was doing the same thing. It was much less obvious than my daughter, so it is, I can't tell you how many people I'm seeing around the world that their children are now coming up with ADD and central audio processing. It is an epidemic, and so when I'm hearing that, I know that has to do with that we need to update our whole the system of how we're teaching our kids, and these kids are the bridgers that are helping us do that. So look up the central audio on the internet. Do not be take this as a real empowering thing as far as what you're going to do to help your son, in that there are absolutely some things to do. Again, my daughter is on the high honor roll. It's nothing to do about intelligence. It's about how to teach these kids, and they do not learn auditorily. Okay?
Well, that makes sense, because he oftentimes won't hear
yes,
me.
And he also has a right, he on right side, he people should teach on his right side. His left side is totally blocked, and people should be sitting on his right side. I mean, they go down to a side that they are on. There's things they could do, Cheryl. Put people up to the front of the class. They could, my daughter was reading lips. Her ears, there's nothing wrong with her. She's been compensating since she was a young girl. A lot of times kids that had ear infections since they were young, with tubes, ear infections, they find that's a high rate of central audio processing.
Ear tubes. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And so, and part of that is just, it's the way that I see these kids choose this, like, they come in with this contract to help us bridge the whole educational system that really needs to be updated. It's been, we're doing stuff that's from the 1960s and 70s, and this is from, again, my family's from in education, so I'm just not saying it's off my hat. And so, there's absolutely stuff that you could do and that they could do, and it's the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Just remember that, or gets the, whatever that saying, gets the cheese, or I make up my own thing. So the squeaky wheel is going to get the oil. And so you be the squeaky wheel. And really, what I said in my school, as soon as I started talking about advocate, they bent over backwards with me. So I just keep on seeing that. And you might not even have to have the advocate there. All you have to do is say it. And so, and I really, I'm disappointed to say, but it is the squeaky wheel. And because I've known so many other parents that they just get lost in the system, or they don't know, or they're afraid to have their child get labeled because they think it's going to go with them for the rest of the life, and that's not true. And so the squeaky wheel gets the help, gets the aid, gets all of it. They wanted to have my daughter wear earmuffs on her. I mean, these big, old, bulky things on her ears, where my father said, no, I will have none of that, because I know that you can spend money and have a system that's is going to do all the kids. Well, guess what? The first one, Taylor was the first one to get that incorporated in the Salem school system, and then every single teacher wanted an FM system because they were catching all the kids that were falling in between the cracks, because it allowed the sound on the outside
1 minute
to get rid of the outside. It allowed the other kids to help. So it was profoundly helpful. So email me and look up that Central Audio, and he's going to be all set.
Through the schools then?
Yes, yep, I got to go, hon, but you can email me and I'll help you out there, okay?
Okay.
All right, welcome
you.
To the karaoke. I mean, we'll be back next week to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and as you take this week, may you be divinely guided and stay aligned with the divine.
And have a great St. Patty's Day. We'll see y'all later.